Shalom, my sister. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. I am in the studio healing sermons in the prayer house. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to talk about connection, the connection within ministries. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. He loves you. The connection within ministries. Last week, we talked about the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost and the connection between the ministries and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to talk about the connection within ministries. And by the grace of God, next Friday, we're going to talk about a gift sharpens a gift. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. Where you are, raise up your voice, my brother, my sister. Begin to pray. Pray for the Holy Ghost to speak to you. Pray for the word of God today to deliver you. Pray for the word of God today to deliver you. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Raise up your voice and pray. Father Lord, manifest your presence in the life of my sister and brother following this service today. Yes, Lord, in the next 30 minutes, you are going to speak to your child, to your servant. We love you. That is why we are all connected here under the power of your anointing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord, today it is another day you have made for us. You are marvelous and precious, Father. We love you. My brother and my sister, they are here connected on YouTube, as we can see, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Podbean. We can see them, but you know them better. Use the phone, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Use the phone, the PC, as a point of contact to speak to them and to fortify their faith. Heal the wound in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ, for what you have done and for what you are busy doing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, as I was saying, today Jesus Christ of Nazareth, through the Holy Ghost, will bless someone. And that person, humbly, it is me. And I believe you too, you are one of them. Hallelujah. Yes. The connection within the ministries. We are going to take our Bible because we have only 25 minutes. After this sermon, we are going to present this this program in French. So we need to save time. And then this night, midnight time, South Africa time, we have our program called Midnight Prayer. Don't miss the midnight prayer, midnight time, South Africa time. The midnight prayer, they are deliverance prayer. Remember, they are very important, okay? In this studio, Podbean. I can see Psalm 91. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Your presence is a blessing to each and everyone. My brother, my sister, please share the link to bless someone. Yes, because we are doing the work of evangelism. May you please take your Bible. We are going to read the Word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our God is good. We're going to read the two biblical verses. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Okay? And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Please be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. I believe you are connected there. May you open your Bible, my brother, my sister. I want you to open the Bible and to read the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, my brother, for your humility. Thank you, my sister. Thank you for everything that you are doing right now to support the work of God. Your presence is a blessing to each and every one. Yes, thank you. I read the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it is said, so Christ himself gave the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teachers. Let us bow our head and pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father Lord, we thank you for the word of today. In the beginning was the word, and the word was you, God, and the word was you and with you. Today, we have received the word of God through Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is our Lord and Savior. He died on the cross for us, for our sin to be forgiven. Your power made him to resurrect, and he poured out the Holy Ghost. Through the Spirit of God, we are receiving the revelation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God. Today we speak about the connection within the ministries. In the next 15 minutes, Father, speak to someone. Let your spirit work inside us, everyone and servant of the Most High, who desire the spirit of God, the gift of God, the ministry, whoever wants to be a minister, Father, grant the desire of their heart. Because the work is too much, but there are few servants. Accept the desire, the request, the application of someone who wants to join your kingdom as a servant. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father, because you have done it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, the second biblical verse, I prefer to read two biblical verses and then we carry on. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, the Bible here is saying, and God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gift of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kind of tongue. Hallelujah. Our God is so good. All the time, our God is good. My brother, my sister, I invite you to follow the teaching on the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. It is there on our website, www.themosthighgod.org. You're going to search, identify your gift. Part 1, identify your gift, part 2, okay? Then after that, you can now search the connection within the ministries and the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. Those are very important teaching that you and I, we must not miss. If you are a servant of God, or if you desire to be a servant of God, don't miss, my brother, my sister, this teaching. Yes. Identify your gift, part 1. Identify your gift, part 2. The connection between the ministries and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Do not forget to search them on our website, www.themosthighgod.org. Yes, my brother, my sister, it is very important for you to know the truth about the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, today we talk about the five ministries. The five ministries, as you can see in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible is talking about five ministries. You and I, we know there are five ministries. We have doctors, I mean teachers. We have evangelists, we have pastors, prophet, apostles, okay? And we have nine gifts. Today, we focus on the ministries. Now, we talk about the connection within ministries. What you need to understand here is that God has given these five ministries for the edification of the body of Christ. So, there are some churches that do not believe that a man of God can have two or three ministries within him. They don't believe it. Some churches, they think that if you are a pastor, you can't be an apostle, you can't be an evangelist, you can't be a teacher, you can't be a prophet. It is wrong. And those churches, my brother, my sister, they limit the ability of the Holy Ghost to work in them. If you are in such a church, I am telling the truth, you will observe yourself the spirit of a suffocation, that you will not extend or expound the knowledge of the gift of God within you. Every person on earth, God has given a gift, and you have the right to request another gift and the gifts. Apostle Paul is saying, you and I will have to desire the gift of the Holy Ghost and the right one. All the gifts, they are important, but not all gifts, they are assigned to work in you. Because to each and every person, God has given a talent, missions. And then each mission is in connection with a particular gift which you need to have. And God, based on the vision that He has given you, the talent, the calling, He gives the gift. Now, in the ministries, we talk about the connection within the ministries. We can take the example of Apostle Paul to go straight. I will finish in the next 10 minutes. Please be connected. This is just a short message, but it's very important. You understand that Apostle Paul, by the help of the Spirit of God, he blessed us. Okay? He blessed us through the word of God which he preached. But when you know very well, my brother, my sister, Apostle Paul, as you know, he was a bandit. He studied the law of Moses in the synagogue, but he did not understand the revelation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Please understand this very well. He did not understand the revelation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is a difference between knowing the Bible and knowing the Word of God. The Word of God is connected to the Holy Ghost. But the Bible is a book which, connected with the Holy Ghost, brings out the Word of God. I believe I'm speaking to someone. Hallelujah. Someone is saying now, this is now tough, this is difficult. Is the Holy Ghost speaking? There is a difference between the Word of God and the Bible. The Word of God is the expression of the love of God. What you see in the Bible, we understand the relationship between God and His people, the relationship between children of God and God. What you are doing right now in connection with the love of God is the Word of God. In the Bible, we have seen the men of God, servant of God, they have done their work. And we are reading it in the book called the Bible. When you read the Bible with the Holy Ghost, you see the manifestation of the Word of God, which is the Holy Ghost. When you read the Bible without the Holy Ghost, my brother, my sister, you get lost. You will only have the understanding of the Scripture. Apostle Paul is saying, later kids, but the Spirit gives life. Hallelujah. That is why he studied the book of the law in the synagogue, but he did not understand the revelation of Jesus Christ. He was going to kill the children of God. Until the day he received Jesus Christ on the road of Damascus, Apostle Paul changed when the eyes opened. The Holy Ghost entered inside him. He understood now the revelation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is how you and I, we are supposed to be. Being the servant of God, we need the knowledge of God through the Holy Ghost. Not the knowledge of God through the experience of man. There is a difference. If you know the Word of God, my brother, my sister, through the experience of man, it will not give you the guarantee that you understand the living Word of God. You and I, we need to know the Word of God through the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he was with the disciple. They were eating together. But guess what? They never understood 100% Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And what Jesus Christ said is that, wait, the day you receive the Holy Ghost will teach you everything I am telling you. And you will understand it. My brother, my sister, you and I, we know all this, that the Spirit of God teaching us the living Word of God. Hallelujah. Now, in this same context, you and I, we understand that in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, there are five ministries which we have listed. The ministry as a pastor, yes. The ministry as an apostle. The ministry as an evangelist. The ministry as a teacher or doctor, all this is for the edification of the body of Christ. In a church,
according to the desire of God, we are supposed to fund what we call the five ministries, because King David used five stones in that he put in his bag. Five ministries representing the five stones that King David put in his bag. When you read the book of John chapter 5, about the pool of Bethesda, you understand that there were five portic representing five ministries, and the water in the swimming pool represented the Word of God. The Word of God, which is boosted by different five ministries. Now, you as a minister, you ask yourself, if you are a pastor, don't limit yourself by there. If you are a prophet, don't limit yourself by there. If you are an evangelist, don't limit yourself by there. If you are a teacher, don't limit yourself by there. Because a ministry calls another ministry. Apostle Paul, if you check here, my brother, my sister, let me check it for you. I will give you the biblical verse. I'm about to finish in the next 6 minutes, if the Lord permits. The ministry is of Apostle Paul. As an example, I'm giving. Remember, one ministry calls another, because God knows that by the time you work perfectly by the grace of God through the Holy Ghost, that it is necessary for you to have another grace of ministry for His people, based on your ability, your capability, and devotion. I will give you in the Bible two examples to understand that one ministry calls another, and one servant of God can have 2-3 ministries. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he had 5 ministries. Hallelujah. The ministries of Apostle Paul, as you can see in the book of Acts chapter 13 from 1 to 3. Take note, I will not read it because of time. Just take note, please. Acts chapter 13 from 1 to 3. Here, the Bible is showing us Apostle Paul acting here as a prophet, a teacher. When you read, you will understand the Bible is saying, they were prophets. And in that church where Apostle Paul was, he was not alone with the other servant of God. God spoke to the church to anoint Apostle Paul for the children of God, to anoint them as servant of God in the title of prophet, teacher. That is in the book of Acts chapter 13 from 1 to 3. If you continue in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 7, you understand that Apostle Paul here is an apostle and a teacher. Himself is presenting himself as an apostle and a teacher. You understand now? And you will understand if you follow the sermon in connection with the gift of the Holy Ghost and the ministries, where we explain what are the gifts associated with an apostle, with a pastor, with a prophet, with a teacher, with a pastor. You will understand all this. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7 is showing that Apostle Paul here is an apostle and a teacher. Apostle Paul was also an evangelist. As you can see in the book of Acts chapter 17, from 16 to 34, you will understand the ability of Apostle Paul to evangelize in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In fact, what you need to understand here is this. An apostle has gift of the Holy Ghost. And we want to see next Friday that one gift gives way to another gift. The gifts that are associated with an apostle, we have the gift of revelation. Yes, the gift of revelation, the power gift. When you talk about the gift of revelation, we refer to the gift of knowledge, wisdom, and discernment of the spirit, and power gift. Power gift, we have the gift of miracle, the gift of faith, and the gift of healing. So an apostle, ordained by God, not by man, by God, I precise, by God, because man comes for a formality, but everything starts with Jesus Christ himself. An apostle ordained by God himself, my brother, my sister, has the gift of a revelation and the gift which called the power gift. An apostle will have an ability to have the gift of a prophecy. Do you understand? That is why when you read the book of 1 Corinthians, yes, chapter 12, verse 28, we understand that God is precising the organogram, presenting the servant of God in a category of high, from high level to down, starting with apostle. Number one, apostle. You see? Number two, prophet. Number three, a teacher. And we continue. So we understand this, my brother, my sister, that an apostle has the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, discernment of the spirit, gift of healing, gift of miracle and faith. And by the grace of God, an apostle has the gift of a prophecy. Now, you understand here, Apostle Paul is an evangelist. An apostle is an evangelist. You see, it is another ministry. Why an apostle is an evangelist? Because he has the ability, by the grace of God, to extend the gospel of Jesus Christ by living a life of connectivity with the pastors for the spread of the word of God. An apostle is a pastor. Do you see? As Apostle Paul was a pastor, the way he taught the children of God to be guided by one spirit and the word of God, one Father. Do you understand that the gift of a revelation, they have one purpose, is to guide. Is to guide and to lead, to protect, for children of God not to be lost. The gift of a revelation, they are there for you and I to lead the people of God not to go astray. The gift of power, they are there to demonstrate that God is still working and through you, through us. The gift of a prophecy, which you call the gift of a communication, which include the gift of speaking in tongue, interpretation of tongue and prophecy. These are gifts of a communication, the gift of expression, and those are gift number one of a prophet. And we said in our teaching, in connection with the three categories of the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost, we said that a prophet has the gift of expression and power gift and the gift of discernment of the Spirit. You understand that God knows what you need to have based on the calling that He has given you. You and I, we need to identify the gift that God has given us. The gift that you have will surely demonstrate to you your calling. If today you have a power gift, I am telling the truth, there is a possibility that one day you will be an apostle, a prophet, or an evangelist. If today you have a gift of a revelation, meaning the gift of knowledge, the gift of discernment of the Spirit, and the gift of wisdom, it means that if you do have it, I am telling the truth, God will prepare you or is busy preparing you to be a pastor, a teacher. If today you have the gift of a prophecy, the gift of interpretation of tongue, the gift of dream interpretation, I am telling the truth, the gift of speaking in tongue, I am telling the truth, God is preparing you to a ministry of a prophet. Now, when you are a prophet, God, based on the way you present your love for the work of God, will extend you to power gift. Every true prophet of God, they have a power gift. The gift of a healing, the gift of a miracle, the gift of faith. So we understand here, based on the gift of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was a teacher, a doctor. That is why we are following him. Apostle Paul was a prophet, because he represented the mind of God, and he explained well as a teacher the understanding of the will of God in the life of the children of God. Apostle Paul acted as an evangelist because he had to go outside to conquer servant of God to work for Jesus Christ of Nazareth and to accept the sacrifice to work for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My brother, my sister, Apostle Paul was an apostle. As you can see, he was in connection with the servant of God, like an apostle will be in connection with the pastors. Don't be limited with that gift that you have and the grace that you have of the office of a pastor and you stay there. No, from being a pastor, God can make you a teacher. There are some pastors, they are teachers. When they preach the word of God, you understand easily what God wants to say. There are pastors, they work with the knowledge of the word of God, the discernment of the Spirit, the wisdom of God. Moses in the Bible, before Aaron, he was a high priest. He was a priest, isn't it? He was a priest. He was there as a shepherd, Moses. He was there as a pastor. From that, we understand Moses was at the same time a prophet and the greater prophet in the Bible. But before Aaron in the Bible, Moses, prophet Moses, was a priest leading the children of Israel until God gave instruction to Moses to appoint Aaron, his brother, to be the high priest. Do you understand? Jeremiah the prophet, he was also ordained, instructed by God to lead the children of Israel in the office of a pastor. There are many examples. I think you have understood. So, what I can say in summary, my brother, my sister, here is that there is a connection between ministries. If today you are a pastor, learn to work with the prophet. By working with the prophet and desiring the office of a prophet, you may also be a prophet. If today you are a pastor, I am telling the truth, my brother, my sister, the desire of God, it is for you to work with a prophet, with an apostle, with an evangelist, with a teacher. Then your ministry will be solid. And children of God in your church, they will eat the solid food. And they will have vitamin in their spirit. And they will grow. If today you are a pastor and you do not want to connect with a prophet in your church, I am telling the truth. Your children in your church, they will lack the prophetic instruction. If today you are a pastor, but you are not a teacher, you will preach the word of God, but your children, they may not grow. They may not grow in the understanding of the deep thought of God as them to be mature, to stand alone in times of trouble. If today you are a pastor and you are not in connection with a minister called evangelist, you will be limited in your church. No one else will know you except the few members that you have in your church. I think I have spoken to someone. God did not say that you, pastor, stay alone. You, prophet, stay alone. You, evangelist, stay alone. You, doctor, stay alone. It is not there in the Bible. The desire of God, it is for the five ministries and to work all together for the children of God to be edified and to grow. To grow. Because we eat, we take milk at the beginning, we grow. We take porridge, we grow. we take vegetable, we grow, we take meat, we grow, we take bones. That is the growth, the spiritual growth of a child of God. Try to imagine in your church, you have members for years. They are still there warming benches. They have nothing to do except paying tithe to you and offering to you. Nothing to do in the church. And you are so happy to see them being just babies in the church. They are not growing. Why? Because you alone, you can't make those babies to grow. You are limited in gift and ministry. You are not in connection with the other men of God. How will your children grow? I've been called, my brother, my sister, to bring the revival, to revive the revival church. Please go on my YouTube channel, Waxon, OUAKSON, and search for Ordination of Pastor Daniel Waxon. Ordination service of Pastor Daniel Waxon. You're gonna listen to the message which was presented under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I've been called by God through His grace to bring the revival to the revival churches. Why? Because the revival churches, many of them, they are no more revived because we are now used to a habit. Habit, just a habit. We are used to what we do. That's all. We can't grow and we are not growing. How will you grow when you say, when you don't want even your children in the church to connect with the other prophet, men of God? It is not good to allow your children to connect with the fake men of God, but there are true men of God. If you are not able to feed a complete food to your children, call other men of God to come to your church to feed your children. That's it is. And you too, you will go to another church because you are a teacher. That pastor, maybe he does not have the gift of knowledge of the word of God. You do have it properly. You will be invited and to go there and to teach those children. And so on. Then we grow in the Spirit of God. We become mature. See how we are divided because we are not in connection. Remember, my brother, my sister, I finished my message. I think someone is touched by this word. I believe someone is touched by this word because Jesus Christ of Nazareth is speaking to his people. He's speaking to his children. That is why the one who is wise will understand the importance of this message. And my brother, my sister, you make amend in your way of doing things in your ministry. You make amend, make amend, make amend. I have finished my message. I can see here Rehoboth. Yes, thank you. Thank you for your blessing. Rehoboth, thank you for your blessing. Lydia F. Wee, thank you for your blessing. Yes, thank you for your blessing. Priscilla Eshua, thank you for your blessing. Yes, thank you. I can see Sister Paleo. And those are following on YouTube, on Facebook. More than 600 people following us right now. Blessing and blessing and blessing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good, and all the time our God is good. Remember to listen to the message of today. Don't forget to follow this message. And you go to our website, www.themosthighgod.org. Search for Identify Your Gift, Part 1. Identify Your Gift, Part 2. And also search for connection between the ministries and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay? You can also find our last Sunday service, which is entitled Sharpen That Gift That Has Been Given to You. Sharpen that gift that has been given to you. You can find it, all these, you can find them even on my YouTube channel, Wax On. O-U-A-K-S-O-N. You can search it there. You can search all these titles or sermons. You put comma, Pastor Daniel Wax On. You're going to see all these sermons. Please, follow them. Have a book, write down. Because the Holy Ghost is speaking to all of us, including myself. Remember, my name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. In the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. We're going to meet this night. Yes, this night we're going to meet. Midnight time, South Africa time, for our deliverance prayer. In this night, today. Because we do midnight prayers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tomorrow, Thursday, don't miss the service of tomorrow, my brother, my sister, from 9 p.m. in this studio, 9 p.m. South Africa time, dream interpretation and deliverance prayers. We're going to talk about the vision of POP in Congo DRC. What is the spiritual implication of the visit of a Pope in Congo DRC? I had a vision. We're going to talk about that on Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Write it down. Do not miss the service on Thursday, tomorrow from 9 p.m. South Africa time. You can join us on Facebook, The Perfect Healer in one word, on YouTube, Waxon, O-U-A-K-S-O-N, on Podbean. The channel name on Podbean app is Healing Sermons. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. Be blessed, my brother, my sister, Joy Kano. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 91, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, LKB, blessing, faithful. Blessing, Jesus Christ loves you, and everyone following this service via YouTube, via Facebook, blessing and blessing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, my brother, my sister, Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. He loves you. That is why he has spoken this word. The word that brings truth, orientation, guidance, so that you will grow in the body of Christ, and all it is for the glory of God. Jesus Christ loves you. Yes. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. We are going to present this advent and to close our service. Should you want to follow our service in French, which we're going to start in the next 5 minutes in this studio, please feel free to join us again. Yes, Jesus Christ is the living word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson, available today.